on Daf Pesayin Amid Beis, little after the middle of the Yomid. Iboy Elohu. Poicheses Ksuboso Mahu. What is the din if she is Poiches de Ksube? Mahu, Sarashi says, Fichishfu ala Shareloi, Poicheses, Hoisa Ksuboso Elab Zuz, Koso Bishtar. In the shtar it says that he owed her 1,000 zuz. Vuhu aimer, and the husband says, his kabalto kulo. I paid you up the whole ksuba. Vuhi aimeres, loi his kabalti klum. I didn't receive anything. Avu moidani, shaloi his neiso imi liksubosi elamona, but you don't owe me Elevzuz, you just owe me Amone. So Lemaise, there's a similarity to Pegemis Ksuboso, because she is made to him, but he doesn't owe her Elevzuz. Now there's a difference of opinion how much he does owe her. She says he owes her Amone because that was really what the Ksuba was. It was Mechuyiv to pay her Amone. And whatever he's Mechuyiv to pay, he didn't pay. It's Ainu Pegemes. So this is similar to Pegemes. Oidilma, maybe it's not similar to Pegemes. Pegemes is made by mitzvahs. A pegemes, she's saying that she received a chelik of the payment. Ho loika made by mitzvahs. Here she's saying she did not receive any chelik of the payment. So what is pshat in this? So let us see in Tosfos. Eidulma pegemes made by mitzvahs. Perish. The ikalameima loydaiko. So guys, the Rishash and the Maram Shif. Ikalameima loydaiko. So there, by Pegemis, we could say, since she got paid, so she is not medayik exactly how much she got paid. Umidem nifra miktsas nifra kula, but we're really afraid that since she got paid, could be she got paid in the, completely, but she wasn't medayik, so therefore we were matul a shvu on her. Avol ho de loy moide de nifro klal, but over here she's not moide that she got paid at all. Loy shayich haytime, so mehechi teisi, should we say that she wasn't medayik? She says she didn't get a penny. So Mechitesi, we should say that she wasn't medayik. So therefore, why should she need a shvua? She has a ksuba. Pegemes, there's a mokim to assume that she's talking not medayik. So therefore, we're matal shvua. But here, there's no such reason. Avotemali, so Tosfos asks, if we will assume that Pecheses is potter from a shvua, im kein kosher osi leiru me livchois, some emele, so what did we accomplish by saying that Pegemes is chayev a shvua? She thinks that, he only paid her up half. You don't believe her, you say she's not medayik. So she'll say that the ksuba was only on half. Pecheses doesn't need a shvua, so she'll be marim, so we didn't accomplish anything but the whole pegemes. That's Tosfos Ha'olev. Toshma, so we learned a baraisa, Pecheses tifra shaloi b'shvua, she ketake be Peirei without a shvua. Keitzer. Hoysa ksubosa elav zutz. If the ksuba was 1,000 zutz. Va'omalo, and the husband told her, his kabalta ksuba sayich. I paid you the ksuba. V'yomeres loy hiskabalti, you never gave me a penny. Ve'eina elamona, but the ksub is not elavzuz, the ksub is amona. Nifras shaloi bishvu, so shik is nifras shaloi bishvu. So fakat we push it from the baraisa that it's taken better than pegemes. Pegemes, there's a svar of loydaike, but here there's no svar of loydaike. Frag the Gemara, b'may govye. Now, how, with what right is she able to be goyve the ksube? She's not swearing. So what is the biru that he owes her the ksube? B'hai shtore, because she hears a shtar. Hai shtore chas bebalmu. She herself says that it's a full shtar. We have a doas baldin. She says the ksube was only a money. Now, and this shtar says this ksube was 1,000 zuz. So this is a full shtar. So she doesn't have any proof whatsoever to prove that he owes her the ksube. He says he paid her, and she's holding a full shtar. So, with what koyach can she be given from him the money? Omar rove berei de rabe ba'imeres amono hoisoli beini lebeinoi. Let us see Rashi. Ba'ide be'mikzer sheniskab lo k'tas ba'may govye afilu ha'hu money. Bahai shtore hochaspa ba'almohu. Shehi oimeres mezuyefu. There's a doras baldin. She says he never owed her 1,000 zuz. So she herself is saying that this is a mezuyef de kishtar. So with what koyach is she gave from him? So the Gemara answers, ba'imeres amuna hoiso beini lebeinoi. So Rashi seems to be saying as follows: Sheshtar nichtav v'nechtam kehoigin. The shtar ksuba that says he owes me 1,000 zuz. That's true. Ubifnei edim kibul olav 1,000 zuz. He was mekabel with a kinyan chalipin. He's going to give me 1,000 zuz. Avol hu hemin bi shalei etveenu elamone. That means he owes me 1,000 zuz, but there was a mutual agreement. I won't be teveya all that he owes me. I'll only be teveya amon, and that's what I'm doing. I'm honest. I'm only moning amon. But lemaise the shtar ksubis a kosher shtar. That means this is taki true. Whatever it says in the shtar, taki he owes me this. Zog Taisvitz, hai shtore chas babialmu, ve'ein le'isha lo'hitzi min ha'bal ksube. So she can't be moitzi from the bal, the ksube oyo, v'hu murzik, since he's a murzik. So she can't be moitzi with apostle ishta. Och demrini b'cheska sabatim, heichi dikai mizuzi leikum. Whoever is a muzik in the money, so it should remain by him. Gabi Yehuda Omalei Lechavrei, my boys Bahayara. There was a Morikame and a muzik. Now the Morikame comes over to the muzik and he says, Anshuldik Rabid, what are you doing in my property? Omalei, so the muzik told him, Minoch Zevint, what do you mean what I'm doing in this property? I bought it off you. Vohoshtore. Here's the shtar. See the shtar? Here's a document, a shtar meche. You sold it to me. Omalei, so the meche said, hai shtore chas bebalmo. You're showing me a shtar. This is a full shtar. I never sold you the karke. Gochin v'lochish leile rabbi. So this muzik went and bent down and whispered into rabbi's ears. Omale, he says, I'll tell you something. In shtore chaspe ba'alme. It's taka full shtar. He's right. There's a yufihu. I falsified this shtar. But there was another shtar. I bought this karke from him. He gave me a good shtar. I lost that shtar, so I went and made another shtar. But it's my karke. I bought it. Omarove mali l'shaker. It seems they could not disprove the shtar. The Moicha said he did a very good job, that he was able to make a shtar. So Rav says he has a migu. Umaskinin heiched de kaima areteikum veheiched de kaima izuzi leikum. So it seems there's a whole shakl of Italian, the Gemara. Is this a good migu? It's not a good migu. Like other Rishonim, the problem is because it's a migul lahoitzi. Al koponim, so the maskonas ha-gemor is, whoever is a murzik, he remains with the money. So memele, by karke, the morikam is called the murzik, and by money, by halvor, the one who's holding the money is the murzik. So Mamela, so that is Pshat and the Gemara's Kasha, means Taisus had a Kasha, that the Gemara asked, how could she be Goyve the Ksube? It's a full Shtar. But she has a Migu. Why did she have to open up her mouth and say that it's a full Shtar? She's the one that's saying that it's false. She could have kept quiet and there would be a Kosher Shtar. So Taisus says, but we don't say Migu Lahitzi in such a case. Zog de Gemara weiter. Eid echod meido shehi perua. And eid echod, we hear in the Mishnah, one of the cases that an Isha wants to be goyve de ksuba she has to swear is eid echod meido shehi perua. Sova Rami Barchoma lemeima shfuah di reise. Rami Barchoma understood that this is a shfuah di reise. Tirsiv la yoko meidecho beish lechol oven ulchol chatos. So we darshin lechol oven ulchol chatos u de ene kom. Avul komu le shvue, but to be mechai ve shvue, ne nechot ki be mechai ve shvue. Bo omar mar, kol mokim she shnayim mechai ve noi se momen echot mechai ve shvue. So Memele, so there's an Eidechad over here that says that she got paid up. So Memele, the Shvuah that she has to swear that she didn't get paid up is a Shvuah Dereis. Omar Rovish, Teichuvis Bedova, Chode Dechol Nishboim Shebetere Nishboim V'loi Mishalmin, V'hi Nishbas V'noitelas, here it's a Shvuah Sanoitlim, V'oi Dei Nishboim Al Kvira Shibut Karkois, Ela Omar Rove midrabonon kde lohofis daitoi shel bal. It's a shvua darabonon kde lohofis daitoi shel bal. Now what does this mean, lohofis daitoi shel bal? I think pshat is, that means as follows. The bal has an eidechod that says that it's paid up. Now, halachically, the eidechod is worthless. He can't be mechayev v'shua, it's a shvua sanoitlim, it's shibut karkois. But the Baal is fuming. He says that I paid her, and I have an eidecha that I paid her, and you won't bat an eyelash, and you're gonna say, go on the ksube. So lof is daitoi, we're gonna say, no, we won't let her. We'll first say, if you don't swear, you can't get the ksube. So memele, then the Baal is nispayet. So let's hope she won't swear. She says she knows. So Memela, that's the pious to the Baal. That means, al koponim, we agree to the Baal, b'miktsas, that we see you have some sort of a case here, so we will not let her be goyve till she swears. Let us see tois. V'oid einish boin al kvira shibut karkois. Makshin. The Welt fragt akashe, Habe Perek Azov, the Yalfinen, the Einish Boin Al Kvira Shibet Karkois. The Gemara in Azov learns out that one does not swear al kvira shibet kakois, haynu mahanu kroi da'airi b'shvue shayedei haidos atzmoibo. He says, the limud, the mekoyel, that ein ishboin ala kakois will learn out from the posik v'chiyitein ishal reyeo kesef ekeilem lishmer, Evritni Shalayayu was a klal, Kesav Kalim Prat. I think Lishme Chazov a klal. So we have a klal prat, a klal, just like this. So we learn how this should be Gufay Momain and Dovara Metalto. So Memele, and by this pasuk says Ki Huzeh, which is speaking about Shavuos Maida B'Miktzis. So by Shavuos Maida B'Miktzis, we have a limud that Einish Boy Nala Kalkois. Avol b'Shavuos Al Yedei Eidecho, but Shavuos Eidecho, this pasuk lo yokum Eidecho lishloch aloven avol komo l'Shavuim, lo yashkichon, we don't find a miut that Einish Boy Nala Kalkois. Ve'ein loima. Now, one should not jump to the conclusion and say, the mistom is shoven. Well, this is a chiyav shua, this is a chiyav shua. And if we see by one chiyav shua, ein ishbo in al kokois, a mistom, this applies to all chiyav shua. So Tosfos says, that would be good if we do not find any other chilukim between shvuas eidechot and shvuas meide b'miktzis. But there are other chilukim. The ashkechen bem chilik lemil sachiti b'shvuas adayonim. Domrinin omar Rav Nachman omar Shmuel loishonu da hataine shtei kesef. When do we need that the tviya of the teveya should be shtei kesef? Elo betaines malve vohidoas loive. But Tarke, by Moide B'Miktzis, there we need that the Tviyah is to be Shtei Kesef. Avol Be'Eidechot, but by Shavuos Eidechot, Afilu Lo'itoyanoi Elo Be'Prute, Histoiveya Prute, Be'Eidechot Mi'idei Shul Chayiv, Chayiv Lo'i Shavuos. Now, let's appreciate Tosfos Kasha. How do we know by Shavuos Eidechot, by Shavuos Moide B'Miktzis, that you need Toyanoi Shtei Kesef? The same posik, V'chiyitin Ishel Reyeyu Kesef Eikelim Lishmer, so the Gemara Darshan's Makelim Shtayim Av Kesef Shtayim. So the Mekor of Shtei Kesef, that you need a Tviya Shtei Kesef, is from this posik. And Shmuel says, this posik is speaking about Shavuos Moide B'Miktzis. But Shavuos Eidechot, I don't have a posik, V'chitni Shalayeh Kesef Eikelem Lishmael. We don't have a posik, so Yechayev Shavuos Falabai Shav Prutim. So Shmuel himself said that the droshes which were said by Shavuos Moide B'Miktzis do not necessarily apply by Shavuos Eidechot. In God, this is the same drosh in the same words. We learn out a klal aprat, a klal prat a klal. We learn out that you need gufay mamin, and then the davar metaltel. We learn you need shtei kesef. So just like by the amount of how much the tvi has to be, we do not say that Shavuos Eidechot has to be similar to Shavuos Moide B'Miktzis. Who are then in the sug? On what sug we swear? Also, we have no right to learn out one from the other. Va'imer Rabbeinu, demotzi lameima Shmuel letaimei. So Rabbeinu wanted to say that the emerson, the yesod, is an emissary yesod, that we learn out Shavuos Eidechot from Shavuos Moide B'Miktzis. We don't differentiate between what brought about the Shavuos. All Shavuos are similar. So you're asking me a kasha. I'm proving to you from Shmuel that Shavuos are not similar. by Moide Bemitzes in the Tainestai Kesef, by Eidecho, Afilu Tainest Plute. So Rabbeinu answered, Shmuel Taime. The Omar Lael, Shmuel said in Mesechta Shuiz, Amas Nisen de Tainestai Kesef, Afilu loy kofar ela pute, oy loy hoido ela pute chayiv. Now, Shmuel said, that is true, the toiveya has to be toiveya shtei kesef, v'hitin shalayeyu kesef ay kelim. But the kfire does not have to be anything close to shtei kesef. The kfire can be a shava pute. Chayiv. So now, let's go a step further. If the kfire is a shava pute, and it says moide ayoyu shtei kesef besides a shava pute, so what does he swear on? He swears on a shava pute. So by moide b'miktsa skufe, one swears on a shava pute. That is according to Shmuel. Now, hilkach. Be'ed echod. The loishayech chiyuv didei elo bekfire. Now, by moide bemiktsis, the chiyuv shvue is the tziref, the tviye, the hoido, that's the droge of shvue. That means every shvue, the beznes machayev, we have a reglayim ledovo from the masa or matan of the balei dinim. Yene is teiveya something. No, that me, ain't adam tveim ken yeshle, is teiveya. And yene is moidet is tvi. You're right, I take it, do owe you, but not exactly the amount you say. So this whole scenario of the tviya and the hoido and the kfire, that makes us to be mechayev ashvu. But, Be'idechot, d'loishayach chiyuva didei elo bekfire. Be'idechot, the machayev of the shvue is the kfire. That means he is makrish the yeit. So memele, and we learned that a kfire shava prute is machayev a shvue by moide bemitzis. And here the kfire and here the chiyev shvu is on the kfire. Is kiloitoyenai ella beprute mechayev. So here it is sufficient that it should be teveya prute. The I amrit beinen mikol mokim tainish tekesef. Now, let us appreciate what Taisus is going to be mefalpul now. That means we have in Shvuas Moide Bemitzis two halachas. The Tviya has to be Shtei Kesef. The Kfire can be a Shava Pute. So Taisus said, Eidechod has to be similar to Moide Bemitzis. All Shvuas are similar. So it's similar in the Kfire. Just like by Moide Bemitzis, a kvira shava prute is chayev ashvue, is hu adin, by Eidechod, a kvira shava prute is chayev ashvue. So Taisus says, what right do you have to say that? Let's be medame the tviyas. Say, just like by Moide Bemitzis, need a tviyas shteikasev. You also need a tviyas shteikasev. I mean, you're saying it has to be similar in your picking one nekuda. Say it has to be similar and pick another nekuda. If the halach is it has to be similar, that's what you're telling me. So Taisa says, no. The I amrit be'inen mikomokim tainish tekesef. If you'll tell me, no, it has to be similar and you need tainish tekesef. In Cain, kol shtei kesef ata tzorch loy mishayichper. So if he's teiveya shtei kesef, by shvuas eidecha, you have to say he's kaifa shtei kesef. Kedesh lo yischayv mitam oide bemitzis on mitam eidecha. That means, by shvuas eidecha, if you'll tell me that the tviya has to be shtei kesef, dumye the moide b'mitzvah, so then you'll be forced to say that the kfira also has to be shtei kesef. Because if the kfira is less than shtei kesef, so he's a moide b'mitzvah, so why do you need a shvur say decho? So memele, so Taisu says, so let's make a cheshben hanefesh. In Yisrael, Taisus is saying, that's true, all shvuas are similar. And therefore, if by Moide B'mitzvah, there's a karkas potam in a shvuas, so by Eidechad karkas also potam in a shvuas. Now, there has to be a similarity between Eidechad and Moide B'mitzvah and the shir also. You're right, there has to be a similarity. But we have to realize it cannot be similar in all the potim. That means, if you'll tell me you need a tviya shtei kesef, so then it'll come out you need a kfira shtei kesef. So it's not similar to Maida b'miktas, according to Shmuel, because Maida b'miktas, you don't need a kfira shtei kesef, but a kfira's prut is good. If you'll tell me you need a kfira's prut, that's sufficient, so then you don't need a tviyas shtei kesef. So a tviyas prut will also be good. So that means, even though we believe there has to be a similarity, but we have to understand that it can't be similar legamri. Hilkach is long and maimer, so therefore, so if we have to be medame to one of these two protem of Maide b'miktzes, so it's mistava to say that the kviris are similar, because he's swearing on the kvira, that is what he's swearing on. So it's mistava to say, according to Shmuel, just like one swears on a shava pruta by moide b'miktzis. So the same thing, one swears on a shava pruta by shvua seidechot. Hilkach islon lemeima, da altainas pruta mechayev. Harei ischayev beidechot al kfiris pruta, kemoi b'moide b'miktzis. Period. Ubereise de meisi bemaskones milso de shmu. Vesanye kol mokim sheshnaim mechaive noise momen echad mechaive shvu. Leitik she lerach. I mean, this kashe, the marshal's moire, why does it come in the middle of this taisu? This is tamazoya kashe. Rav holds you not chayev by kviras shove prute. Sai by Moide b'miktzes and Sai by Eidechot. Aida b'raisa says, Kol mokeim sheshnai mechai b'momen echad mechai b'shvue. Leitik shel Rav d'ksov kvire shteinik shtei kesef. They lemeid them in aklolus. Afula b'mokeim sheshnai mechai b'shvue. So the b'raisa is the kol mokeim we have to take with a grain of salt. Can't say kol mokeim, eh? So Mamela, that's that. So where were you up to now? So up to now the Taisus is saying, Taisus is coming to the conclusion as follows. You have a Shmuel, a Masechta Shvuas, that says that you swear on a Taina Spruta with a Kfira Spruta. So Lechaire, this is not like Shvuas Moide b'miktzes, they need a tiny shtei kesef. So Taisu says, it can't be, a picheshvin, it can't be completely similar, so al kaponim, we say the similarity is in the kvire. And so memele, and so, but we're still sticking to our guns and saying the Shvuas have to be similar. But here we're saying the similarity is just like by a shvuas made the mitzvahs according to Shmuel, a kvira shava prutas machayev shvuah, who had in a kvira shava prutas by Eidechad will also be machayev shvuah, so a mele, so then we need a tainis shava prutas. If you have a tainis tekes, it's a made the mitzvahs, so al kochach you have to have. So that's pshat by shvuas, the Eidechod, it's similar to Maida Bemiktis, in that at the Kfir is a Shabbaputa. Miu Koshali. So Taisvis asks, if you're telling me they have to be similar, but you're making a cheshbin, here the similarity is in this nekude, that the kfir is a shavapute, and al-kochach, the tvi also has to be a shavapute. But they have to be similar. But this is the only way we are medamedem. So Taisvis says, no, miu koshali, lo'ilam binin taina atzmosh tekes. If you tell me that he has to be similar, I'll tell you it has to be legamri similar. That's similar. It has to be similar. I'll tell you the taina has to be shtei kesef. Bei dechod k'moy b'moyde b'mitzvus. V'hu v'adai kofa lo'y ha-shtei kesef. In fact, and he has to be kaifa also on shtei kesef. Because he wouldn't be kaifa on shtei kesef, because he's a moyde b'mitzvus. So Koch is also kaifa b'shtei kesef. Ela Eidecho they made Ela Beputa. But Eidecho is made Beputa. So that means, so Taisvis is asking, if you're telling me that they have to be similar, so I have a Kugel to make them much more similar the way you're saying. That the Taina will be Shtei Kesef, the Kvira will be Shtei Kesef, and then Eidecho the saying on the Shavaput, and you have to swear on the Shavaput. And since we don't say this, so Zeis Kishpada doesn't have to be similar. So now we're back to Akasha, some Hechatesu Gabi Shibut Kakois, it's similar. That is Teis Fiskasha. Rabbi Kevega says, he says he doesn't understand Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis made up Sakugal over here. You need three conditions. He's Teiveya Shtei Kesef, he's Kaifa Shtei Kesef, and Neid Echod is Teiveya Pluta. He says he doesn't understand how you combine the Tviya of Shtei Kesef to what the Eid Echod is being made on. The whole Shvu'e is on the Haggadah of the Eid Echod. So why should this be a factor, that he has to be Teveya Shtei Kesef? If this Tviya is not Mechayev HaShvu'e, whatever is Mechayev HaShvu'e is only what the Eid is made. So, Mehichi Teisi, you should make this a factor in the Chiyev Shvu'e. But Kivega says he doesn't understand Taisvis. There's another Ha'or I saw in Ayelus HaShacha that asks another Ha'or. There's a Machloikis HaRishonim Shvuas Eid Echot. We know an Eid Echot is Machayev HaShvu'e. Does one need a Tviya of the Teveya also in order to be Machayev HaShvu'e? This is Hazoy. A poshut case, an Eid Echod is passing by 2 o'clock in the morning, and he sees that Reuven is breaking into Shimon's house. He's a ganav, everyone's sleeping. But an Eid Echod sees him, so the Eid Echod will schlep him to Bezin and say, you know, I saw that you broke into Shimon's house at 2 o'clock in the morning. We'll ask the Shimon, is Shimon Teveya the Reuven? No. Shimon doesn't know. Shimon was sleeping. Shimon doesn't know. Will there be a Chiyuv Shvu'e mitzad the Eidus of the Eid Echod? Or do you need a combination of a Tvias Baldovo together with an Eidus of an Eid Echod? So Be'emesin, this is a machlokes harishonim, and it's a machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi and Chumash and Rashi and Bob Metziah seems to say that Shvuas Eid Echod is a combination of a Teveya with an Eid Echod. That means both together we have the Chiyuv Shvu'e is derived from a combination Yenis Taveya in Adam Taveyim Ken Yeshloi, so there's a Chocha from the Tviya, and Eidechot also says like him, that's also something, combining these two factors for Yenis Mechuyiv to swear, and Eidechot alone will be Potter to swear, that's Shitas Rash. Shitas HaTosfos is that you do not need at all a Tviya of a Baldov, and Eidechot says that's enough. So Memelis of the Yelis HaShacha asks, he asks, so Tosfos L'shitasoi, so what kind of a kugel is this, that the Teveya has to mon shtei kesef, and he's kaifer shtei kesef, and the Eidechot says anapute. The whole Teveya is not necessary according to Tosfos. Rabbi Kivega asks, how do they add together? And he asks, you don't need him in Ganzen. But Al Koponim, this is Taisus Oktepis Nishtazai. But Om Alono Rabbeinu Teretzach. So Al Koponim, this was a kashe. That means, from Shmuel we see that there's no need that there should be a similarity between Shvuas Eidechot and Shvuas Maide B'Miktzis. So Rabbeinu said, "Terzach, liebe de kulam, also member of the Shmu, af al gav de mechayvinin shvu beidechot bois in yin de mifte b'moide b'mitzis." As I we see, not Shmu l'shi tosoi with a dreidel that it is similar. No, there's nothing to do. Af al gav de mechayvinin shvu beidechot bois in yin de mifte b'moide b'mitzis loydami lohochem. The horse mean amechuyiv shvue ba'alme miyahave. That's true. There is a difference in the schum, in the amount of how much he has to be kaifer, how much he has to be teveya. But al koponim, in the sug, it's the same sug, it's the same mean. Min amechuyishu ba'alma miyahav. Avul kfires shibot kakois, loimotzino b'shumokim b'minoishu. We don't find anywhere that the sug, the mean of karka, one should swear. Vilka rabbi eidechot isla lemifterei. So, Tosfos seems to be saying that in certain inyonim there has to be a similarity. In certain inyonim, it's not necessary there should be a similarity. That means if it's the same sug, no, there's a shaila of amounts, of different amounts, that we can say each mean shvua has its own characteristics and halachas. This is shtei kesef, this is a shava pruta. But karke is a mean. We don't swear on karka. So therefore, by Eidechot, it's also mistavet to say that it's potter. Just a shtikul ha'ore, Mintaisva says, Le Metzino Bishumokim Biminoi Shvue. Lachere, we find Gilgul Shvue on Karke. Lachere, Gilgul Shvue is a different type of Shvue. That means there's a Shvue that we had some sort of a drore, some sort of a haychoche, some sort of a raglaim ledovo, that Yander is Amshuldik. And these Shvuas we don't find a chiyuv to swear on Kalke. Google Shvuas, a different sub-Shvuengantze, Shvuengerere, Shvuas. It's, you swear without a drogo, without a hechocha, without a raglaim ledovo. So could be that's another sugingansen. But, when we're speaking about shvuas eidechod, this is a type of a shvua that we are swearing because of the raglaim ledovo. And that we can say that, you don't find a shvue that is sworn because of raglaim ledovo, one should swear on kalke. Zok te gemora weiter. Omar Rav Pope, ipikeyahu, if this husband who has a neidechot, that's mechayev, that's saying that she got paid the ksubim. So it says in our Mishnah, she swears a shvua derabbanan. Ipikeyachu, if he is a pikeyach, maisi lo lidei shvua deiraisa. With this eidechad, he doesn't know what he possesses with this eidechad. This eidechad is a potential mechayiv of a shvua deiraisa. So Memele, if he's smart, he should use up his potential and be Mechayev or Shvua Deraisa. We'll see soon how this works. Ipikeyachu Haibal. So he could make a swearly de Shvua Deraisa. Now what's the difference between a Shvua Deraisa and Shvua Derabonim? She b'shem, oi b'kinui. A Shvua Deraisa, Rashi says, the Nusach HaShvua is a different Shvua. He has to be Masker Shem Shamayim, Shvua Bashem. Or Lavdavke, the Kinui is also good from the design Kinuyim. Shakai, Tzvokai, but Al Koponim, or Rachum. Voiches, Sefer Biyodai. Also, you need Nikitas Chayfetz by Shvur der Reise. Kedamrinem Bishvuis, the Chamura hi Biyoit. You're holding a Sefer Torah, and you're saying B'Shem Hashem, who, what? This is a Moira de Kechoyma. V'shvua d'Rabbanan klola ba'al mekein shalonu. It's a big difference. Some Melech or a Pope said, the Baal who has an Eidechot, that is Meyit, that she got paid up the ksube, he has a powerhouse with him, and this eidechot can be mechayev shvua deraisa. But he has to do something. What should he do? Yoiv lo ksuboso ba'api chatzade. So Rashi says, Yoiv lo ksuboso ba'api chatzade pamshniye. Now, he says he paid her a ksuba of 200 zuz. This was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Fine. She comes to him, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, give me the ksuba, he didn't pay me. Fine. Yes, it's Eidechod who sought Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Now, have patience. So Rosh Chodesh Iyar, take another 8 and pay up the ksuba Rosh Chodesh Iyar with the second 8. You're paying an extra 200 zuz. Fine. Yoiv lok subos abapi chad sad. Vesomich sada kame asada baso umukim lahanoch kabmoi bimilde. So let us see what Rashi said. So Rashi says, Vesomich sada kame asada baso. Yovi eshneim yachad lebezn. Let him bring these two eidim to bezn. Sheim tichper, if she's going to say now, she never got anything yet, not nissen, not ear. Yidu eshneim shniskablok subosa. Here I have two eidim, and we'll see the Gemara is going to ask on this, but the Val, the Gemara said that if two Edim said that she got a ksuba, even though each one is being made, and a different 200 zuz, but al kaponim, two Edim are saying she got 200 zuz. So the Gemara held now that's sufficient. So if she's going to open up her mouth now and say she didn't get anything, nothing but to worry about, we have two Edim saying she got a ksuba ready. Fine. Now, umuki lahanach kamoi. Now, your first aid, bahalvo yitveenu peroin harishin. Now he's gonna go and say as follows. Erebetzin, I paid you 400 zuz. And she'll say, no, you only paid me 200 zuz. Fine. V'yaymer. And, but he'll tell her, listen, Rebbitzin, I gave you 200 zuz reish chedish nissen, milvehein etzlecho, so you owe them back to me. Sherei is kabalta ksubosayich shenis. You got your ksube in reish chedish iyo, you got your ksube. Now these $200 which I gave you reish chedish nissen was not stamazoi, it was you owe me the money back. I gave it to you. It's a milveh. Urshetich ber v'toim aloiki balti ela pamazoi. If she's going to say back, she's back to old story. No, I only got reshchedish here. Eidechot meid ala rishayna. See, he takes his eidechot. Who was there reshchedish nissen? And this eidechot is saying, I saw how he gave you 200 zuz. So now we're mourning, that's the Eidechot and the Ksube. Now we had him in the beginning. So in the Mishnah it said that this Eidechot is only an Eidechot that's Mahavishwur Darabona. So Rapope said an Eitz, let's pay up again the Ksube. Don't worry, pay up the Ksube. And since the Ksube is paid up, so now you can mourn back the first 200 zuz, al tzahalvo, veidechot meyid ala rishoin, ike shvue di reise, here is a shvue di reise, nishbas veloi mishalemes, I'm money from you, you give me 200 zuz, I'm money for you 200 zuz. Tenkan shibut karkoi, this is no shibut karkoi, so be here. Shaloi mikoyach ksuba toivo. I'm not mourning these 200 zuz als ksuba. I'm mourning these 200 zuz als alvo. There was a milva al peh. I lent you money. I want it back now. And there's an eidecha that says I gave you 200 zuz. And then she'll swear a shvur d'eraisa. Now, let's go a little further. Maskif lo rav shisha berei deravidi, peich somich sado kamo asado basro. How could you be mitzaref? The first aid with the second aid. So Rashi says, ma sheroze loiroze, how can you cannot add an apple and a pear? Because they're two different minim. The same thing, the first, you don't have two edim that she got exuba. You said the purpose is that now I have from two edim klo that she got exuba. And then I'll use the eidecho to be mechaiva shvue. Ma sheroze loiroze ve'imtichper. You wanna, he said, it's worthwhile to invest an extra $200 now and you'll be able to mechaiva shvur the rice on the first. Ve'imtichper al shteyem. You know, this is nothing. If she'll be kaifa now on both of them, ein kan elei dechot ve'tishba ve'tito shlishis v'nim samavse. That means, so the Gemara's kasha is, you don't have two eidim that she got paid up a ksuba. You only have one eid she got paid up a ksuba in Nissen. You have one eid she got paid up a ksuba in Niyo. So you have an eid and an eid. And she's tining, I never got paid up. So that's a din in this house. So now show Shulman another 200 Shulman. Because that's a din in the Mishnah. And Eidechot says she got the Ksubi. She's Makris Eidechot with a Shvu and a Shvu Sanoitlam. So what did you accomplish over here? You didn't accomplish anything. Elo Omar Rav Shishi Berei de Rav Idi. Yoiv lo Ksuboso Ba'apei Sado Kamo Bisado Basro. No, we take the same aid. We'll see it's not so necessary. We'll take the same aid who was there, Rish Chodesh Nissen, and she received the Ksuba Rish Chodesh Iyar. Fine. Because the first aid and the second aid saw that he paid her up Rish Chodesh Iyar. Now the first aid saw that she got 200 sous, Rish Chodesh Nissen. So now be Machayev Shvu. That's what we'll do. And so now, so he's mourning from her. Listen, I paid up the Ksuba in Rish Chodesh Iyar. So this is a halva. Before we go further, there's Achsach Mir Amuridika Ha'ore from the Maram Shif. The Maram Shif asks, why do you need this whole Keratchke with paying up the Ksube, now mourning the halva? Let's work this out without paying up the Ksub at all. She comes to him, Rish Chodesh Iyar, you owe me the Ksub. He says, I owe you the Ksub, I paid you up, I gave you the Ksub in his home. Oh, no, you never gave me. Fine. I didn't pay you up the Ksub. Fine. Rebbitzin, you owe me 200 zuz. I didn't pay you up the Ksub. Fine. You owe me 200 zuz. I lent you 200 zuz. And I have an eidechot. You're telling me you never got the ksuba Rish Chodesh Nissen? Fine. You didn't get the ksuba, then you got a halva. I'm mourning for you. Give me back the money. Give me back the money. I think this is what the Maram Shif is asking. Akoponim, the Gemara somehow makes the cheshbin with you pay up the ksuba, and now you're on the extra 200 zuz out favo. Maskif lo Ravashi. So Ravashi asked Akasha, Akati yechoyle lemeima beis ksuba savoy. That means she'll say that really, let me explain to Bezdin what's really happening over here. Shitba Kabetzis explains a little better. We made a very big suba. So, a very big suba, so we know he couldn't pay it all at once. So he said, listen, you'll pay it in installments. You'll pay twice the suba. So he wrote to me two stories. And Rish Chodesh Nissen, he paid me, this is for the Ksuba. Fine, I took it. Now you're asking me why I'm mourning again the Ksuba and Rish Chodesh Iyar? Because he owes me Ksuba Rish Chodesh Iyar. That's why, there were two Ksubas. So now he paid me up. Now I'm paid up. There's no tainus. Now let us see Rashi, and Rashi says as follows. Bapi sadi kame visadi basra. Let us take the first aid and the second aid for the second pirouin. So Rashi says, vodin lishnei aidim in ashuk. That the Eidechot should see with his own eyes that he paid two times. He'll see, he'll be able to see that there was twice a double payment, and he'll be able to be made on the Piroi Narishin to be mechayev to pay that back. So Ravashi yes, Yechayla Loima, Shteksubis Hayu. Shtei Shtoris Hayu Li Alecha. I had two Shtoris, because Yomi Tuksubis. Bepiroin Harishim, when you paid me Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Echzarti Lochachas, I returned you one Shtar. Ubishniye, you want me Rosh Chodeshiye, Acheres. And then she says, Amoyra de Kezach, Barei Ha'eit Harishim, Meyit Lesaya. You're bringing these Edom against me, Fakert, they're the biggest Raya to me. Let's ask this aid. What did my husband say, Rosh Chodesh Nissen? This is for your ksube. Right? Yes, yes. And what did he say, Rosh Chodesh Nissen? This is for your ksube. Right, okay. So, Bezdin, you see, this person is a bamish. The alma of this person is unbelievable, but what should you do? In Mikesh this battle. So so what did we accomplish over here with this whole ASIC? She's gonna keep everything. Emphatigamore Ella Omaravashihu who the Maidalahu. He's Maidia then. The Maidalahu the Sada Kama Ubasra. Lifnei piroin asheni. Before he pays again, he calls over these two edim, and he tells them as follows: Du'u shekvar porati lo ksuboso bifnei echad mikem. I paid up the ksube already. There's one ksube. I paid it up. Vehi kai feres. Now let me just tell you what's happening. She's saying I didn't pay up. This is the story. The story is, I want to pay her up now, the ksube, in front of two edim. I see who she is. That I paid up once in front of an edechot, she's saying she's makrishtes. So I want to pay up now, the ksube. This will be the prene ksube, she yulishnei edim bedover. And then I'm going to mount back the money. This will be the ksube, this will be paid up with Nesh Eidim. And then I want to be Teveya, the Mois Arishainim, that she owes me because. V'yeshli aleihem eidecho, v'tischayiv shvu diraise. V'kivin da oideinu, v'loi misayu lo hayet kama. Sulay motzes lameima beis ksubis habe de milse de loishrichehu. Lachere Rashi means to say as follows. Kozman, he did not explain to the Edim what was occurring. So the kateger was a saneger. That means that he was playing into her hands. The Eidechot said, I saw Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he said, take this for Yeksuba. I saw Rosh Chodesh, he said, take this for Yeksuba. She says, oh, no, see that? That's it. There were two Ksubas. So there was no Katega, there was only a Sanega. So therefore, before he pays again, he has to clarify his position. So he tells them, Rochel Bitraktana, Rabbi says she's kaif, I gave anything. Now I'm paying up the ksube, this is what you see now, and I'm telling you that the first Purim I'm going to be Teveya from her. So now, if you don't have the naiveness of the Edim, that means he explained to them what's really happening, so now she'll say this to Ksubis, that's a milsa de lo shchich. That means, so she will not be able to pull the wool over her eyes and say, yes, everything stimmed about to Ksubis, this is a milsa de lo shchich. If the Edim seem to see what she's saying, without an explanation, so then she'll win the din Torah. Let us see Taisvis. Maisi lo li de shvua di eraisa. Perish pekuntris. The naf, what's the difference? Shvua de reise, shvua de rabbonon. The naf kelon mino ben shvua de reise le shvua de rabbonon. Be di eraisa min kedchevze. By shvua de reise nire nikitis chayfetz. Ube de rabbonon loinokit. And the Shvur the Rabbon, you don't need a Nikita's Chayfetz. Vu Atzma Yisoyis Odvor, of Rashi Yisoyis himself, the Amrinen Bashei Leach, Omalei Rav, Le Rab Yirmiye Midifti, Adro Bebezn, Ta Ashbo Ochutz Lebezn. Rav told Rab Yirmiye Midifti, they didn't want to be mashbi an ishe on the ksuba because of the gewaldike chaymer of a shua. So he told her, adro be bezn. In bezn, just make a neder that she should say if she ever got a chelik of the ksuba, she won't eat this and this machon. For ashbo chutz le bezn. Chutz le bezn, it can be mashbi. Operish pe kontris, awesome. So Rashi himself says, doch ich komme lei, de loi laschba bebesen, de chmiru ban kute chefze. They were speaking about a shvur da rabbonon over there. And there Rashi says, it matters where we make the shvur. If it's made in Bezen, you need Nikita's chayfetz. If it's not made in Bezen, you don't need Nikita's chayfetz. So Rashi says, klar, a full shvur da rabbonon bebesen, needs a Nikita's chayfetz. Ula rabbeinu niret. The Rabbeinu, so now we have to understand what is the difference between a Shvua de Eraise and a Shvua de Rabbonon. Both need Nikitas Chayfetz, both need Mr. Maskoros Hashem. Beine nire de nafke min alibe de Rababe de Hilchese kevosei. De Oma chosre le mechuyev lo vehege den yochel ishove mishalem. He says, Rababa said, Mechuyev Shvue, the Reise, Veine Yochel Ishba, is Mishalem. Vahai Dine Bidi Reise. That means, by a Shvue, the Reise, the Aloche is that way. If one is unable to swear, one has to pay. Avo Bidi Rabbonon. But by a Shvue, the Rabbonon, Afilu, Avich Shuda la Shvue, Lo yaniach mi lefroye lo bishvil kach hecha de nishbas v'nei teles ki dohoche dochi mucha chosom kepere kol ha nishboim. So Tosis wants to say that there's a big chilek between a shvur de reis and a shvur de rabbonon if one can't swear. By a shvur de reis, if one can't swear, she loses the din teres, mishalom. There's a lom distachsich mir from the Tumim that Be'emerson we mentioned before that every shvua comes with a drore, with a hechoche, with a raglaim ledover, keneged the nitva. Now Be'emerson there's a svara to say that this drore Be'emerson is strong enough to be mechayiv momen. No, the nitva has a opportunity to be mevar the shaila with a shvua. But if he can't swear, she's tak a chayiv moment. Because the drore of a shvua de reise is mechayiv moment. Ma she'en kein a shvua de rabbonon, there's no drore bechlau. That means there's min ha'teire sukumti legamri. So afilo she's a chshude and she swore, but sukumti on the shvua. Meikar adin, so the din is she's able to take. Inami, leman de isloi b'deiraisa loy mafchinen, ubederabonon mafchinen. Nafke mina nami. Heiche de I shvue derabonon hi. By a shvua de rabbono, motzi lemeimer, hashba vitu.
If she's mechuyev to swear a shvua da rabbana, she can say hashba v'tu. B'diraisa le'motza le'meima le'bal hashba v'ipoter, k'moy she'en yochel lo'ima hashba v'tu. And the din is either she swears or she loses. Let's see the next tesis. Heiche somech sade kame asade bas. Tesis, the Gemara said, how can you combine the two edis to make it, to Rashlam Shah, to make it two edim on a ksube? Teime my kashele. Hoplukte hi bepeg zabayre, halvo achare vo imitzdarf hi dikemandi omele binari yekechot. What's the kasha the Gemara is asking, that how could you be mechayev, how can you say you have to aid him to be made that she got a ksube? You can't be mitzdarf the two aiders. So Taisha says it's a whole sugi in Sanhedrin. How can you ask Bipshita? So Taisha blows by Akasha and Rashi. The Taisha Sarosh says Amira de Kipshat. The Taisha Sarosh says as follows. Tafilu lamanda oma halvo acher havo de mitzdarfi. You could bring both Adam together. Mishum de memonev shech achad monikom esadi. Because you have two Edim, which each one is saying she got a money. From this level, but two Edim say she got a money. Im kain, Edus beis Edim halolu eino ki im priyas ksuba achas. So from these two Edim I hear she got one ksuba. Ki ilu lo ka achas shepora lo ksuboso. Im kain haich mukilu hu lahanach kamoi balvo. So Memela, that's Pshat the Gemara's Kasha. If you're telling me that you have two Edim, you're being Mitzarev the two Rias, but you can't dance on two Chasnas, you can't say I have two Edim that's saying that she got one Ksube, and then use one of these Edim to be Mechayev or Shvu on another Ksube. You can't do that. So Memela, that's Pshat the Gemara's Kasha. Therefore the Gemara says that you have to have two Edim b'shas, he gives her the second Ksube.